link in there, rather, and I'll know what to do with it.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that have figured this out, if you want to listen in live, you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live. What else would we call it? So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/live. Hit that at the appropriate time, and you'll be able to hear our different radio shows when we do them at different times. Tonight, I have a really special situation where we have Cynthia Sari. Now, Cynthia, most of you would figure out how to spell that, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Sari is easy to say, but it's a little bit different to spell. So if you're looking for this one, it's S-A-A-R-I-E. So it's pronounced sorry, kind of, but it's spelled S-A-A-R-I-E. And Cynthia took the initiative out and called me a while back from a LinkedIn contact. Not really sure exactly all that stuff, how that works, but she called me and I returned her phone call and we had a really nice conversation. I found out that she was doing some copywriting, some stuff, and was writing something about CBD, and that's when bing, 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 that's when my, you know, little lights went off. And I said, really, CBD is like the hottest thing right now in the industry, you know, world, US-wide, but especially in our home-based business arena. Every MLM company that deals with health and nutrition is trying to recreate their story, adding CBD to it one way or another. So I said, really? I don't know anything about it besides maybe what I've read. And she's done some research for some articles that she was writing. And I said, would you be a special guest on our Building Fortunes radio show? So that's how tonight started. So we call it Building Fortunes Radio. So for those people that are listening in, you know, who have ever been part of our sales training, we talk about there's builders, maintainers, and destroyers. When you get a builder like Cynthia, who's just a really nice person, and you get a builder like me that says, wait a minute, she's sending me some clues here. Let's put something together. Let's see what will happen with Cynthia Sari and then Peter Mingles over here on Building Fortunes Radio in future radio shows. But I am really looking forward to another pleasing conversation that I am having with Cynthia. The only difference is we were having our own private conversations. Now we're going to be able to have a conversation on Building Fortunes Radio Live. So, Cynthia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking me, Peter. This is wonderful.
Yep.
And, I just wanted to thank you for the invitation here because it was out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it, but it's a very pleasant thing to be asked to come in here and speak to your listeners.
We had a nice conversation when you left me a voicemail message. I followed up with you. I remember you made a difference in the conversation that we had. So I said, this is someone I need to make sure that I remember. So I put it down in my special place where I have things that I want to remember. And then I had heard like CBD so many times in our industry just so recently. I said, you know what? I know there was someone that I spoke to, so I went to my special place, and I said, there she is. So let me reach out, and I called. And I think I even called you on a Saturday night. Oh, and I called you back. So it was nice that you picked up the phone, and we had some pleasing conversations. So I thoroughly enjoy the conversations that we had. And then you sent me some stuff that you had written, which is going to, you know, wrap its way into this story. But why don't you tell people a little bit about you, and, you know, how you got started doing some of the things you do. And then let's blend that into, as you go through your history, let's talk about the article that you wrote relative to and the research you did relative to CBD.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to tell your listeners that the way that I reached out to Peter was I have like 6,000 people that I'm connected to on LinkedIn, and I've been going through my list and checking out what information they have listed under their contact info. So if you are on LinkedIn, check your contact info. I keep looking for people's email address and telephone number because sometimes the internet can get so impersonal, and it's nice if you're able to talk to someone once in a while. So I've been calling my contacts and saying, hey, my name is Cynthia Sari. I'm up in upstate New York, right up in the snow belt, and I just wanted to check in and say hi and see how things are going for you, how your business is going, and then I want to chat with you about what's going on in your life. And it's been really fascinating because I have met so many people from so many different backgrounds, and it's really been interesting, and I appreciate you calling me back on that, because a lot of times I'll get an answering machine and they don't call back, and you did, that was really nice. My background starts as a long time ago, I became a singer, and I kind of morphed from singing into voiceover work, and so I've done commercial work and different voiceover work. I just put out a poem that I had done on a slideshow video, and there's a man out in North Dakota who's going to make the poem into a hymn, which is really cool. I'm very happy about that because it's about being convicted, and he's been sharing it in his prison ministries, and I guess it's going very well out there in North Dakota, and I thank him for that. But from there, I kind of got into writing. I am a lay speaker for the United Methodist Church, and I am the person who they call when the pastor is out sick or on vacation, and I'll go in and I'll guest speak in these different churches. And so I really got into writing, and all of a sudden I just became interested in a lot of writing. And for those who aren't really familiar with what a copywriter does, a copywriter is the one who writes the guides in brochures. Anytime you see an ad that's a written ad, or sometimes even a spoken ad for, like, when I do the voiceover work, I'll write copy, and then I'll speak the copy. This is just some of what copywriters do. Anytime you get junk mail, that's written by a copywriter. Don't hate me. all of the work that you see in anything that's in printed material other than a novel really is the work of a copywriter. In fact, there's a lot of copywriters who ghostwrite for novelists, and I've spoken to a bunch of them as well. So I got into doing the copywriting thing, and one of the ways that you hone your craft is by writing either articles or blogs or poetry or books or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. You send it out. You just give it out to the Ethernet there and let anybody who reads it read it. And it was nice that you came across some of the things that I had read there, Peter. That's kind of cool. But one of the assignments that I was given was for the Motley Fool. And they're a big financial organization and magazine, and they asked if I would write something about CBDs and the hemp industry and the marijuana industry and kind of tie it all together there. And I ended up doing a lot of research on that because for something that you might not be totally familiar with, you got to really dig in and do a lot of background information. Now, I also am a marketer. I market a weight loss coffee. Valentis is a really new company. It's only been out for 4 years. But because they have a special neurotransmitter in their coffee, it helps curb cravings. And so I started drinking this coffee, and I lost 15 pounds in 27 days. And I said, wow, I got to sell this stuff. This is pretty neat. But like you said, there's a lot of companies that are jumping on the bandwagon of the CBD oil. Now, for people who might not know what the CBD oil is, marijuana and its cousin, hemp, have been around for centuries. It's something that goes way, way, way back. And it came over from Indonesia to the Middle East to Europe and then into the Americas. And it came over with our founding forefathers. They all used it for rope and for clothing, for feed. They would grind up and use it for oils for cooking. It's been around for a long time. It's just that it wasn't really well known in our society now because of all the bad connotations that happened with drug use and the 60s and the Vietnam era. And there was a lot of discourse in America, and it was basically shut down. But over the last 15, 20 years now, it has started to reemerge in the form of medical marijuana. It is legal now in 9 states, and it is in New York State here, available for people who have PTSD or Parkinson's disease, epilepsy, anxiety disorders, very heavy-duty pain, and it seems to help calm down the nervous center that is affected by these diseases and these situations. CBD is only one of the cannabinoids of 113 different cannabinoids in marijuana and hemp plants. And they somehow or another have found that this one particular does this miraculous work on people. Now, there is a component that does make you high, the THC, and that is one of the things that everybody tried to shut down. But currently, there are more and more states that are coming on board with recreational marijuana. For our neighbors in the north, for Canada, they legalized the medical marijuana nationwide, and just this past May, they opened it up to legalize it nationally, recreationally, and that will be, you know, all over their whole country. I believe New York State has it in their legislature to legalize it recreationally here too, but that has not been very well known. But the CBDs in a lot of the MLMs that are going on now, they are going great guns, and the product that they're selling is only 0.3% of the CBD oil, of the potency. That is all the law will allow. And you can buy it through mail order. You can buy it from an MLM company. You can, you know, have it on your home. You're not going to get arrested for it because it has just a fine amount of potency in it. People are saying that they've had good luck and that they've seen, desirable results from it. I don't have any documentation on that like I do from the medical marijuana, but, hey, if they're feeling results from it, I'm all for it. I think that's a wonderful thing. Do you want me to go into...
I want to go through that in a second, but the thing that you said that really kind of caught my attention was the idea, like we've seen in the MLM world, a lot of companies come out with a CBD product. So whether it's something that they ingest or a cream that you rub on, and I know there's CBD vaping things. I don't know if there's any MLM companies that have a vaping product. But
I don't think they would give enough of a potency.
Right. So that's really the key part for me is I know a lot of companies are jumping on to the CBD bandwagon, but then when you said, well, wait a minute, legally they can only have a certain percentage, and that percentage seems to be relatively small, I said, oh, are they jumping on the medical claims, even though I know they don't make medical claims, but all these great testimonials about the higher percentage dosage, and they're basically borrowing those testimonials, but yet in the MLM world, they're dealing with the watered-down version. That's what really kind of like, oh, I didn't know that. So do you want to kind of expand upon that a little bit further?
Sure. When they started doing extraction of these CBDs and all of the 113 different cannabinoids in marijuana plants or in hemp plants, they found that there's two ways that they consider working the best. One is through CO2. They extract it through the ethanol. They vaporize the ethanol chemical out of it, and what's left is 80% recovery of the CBD, which is pretty good. And they said that it, on the low side, it's 15.9%, and on the high side, it's 22.77% pure. And that's in the medical community. In the MLM community, legally, the highest potency that they can get is only 0.3%. Some of them might have 3% or 0.3%. Some of them might have less than 0.3%. I don't know. And they are not legally bound to tell anybody exactly what their potency is, but legally the highest that it can be is 0.3%.
So you're speaking about, you were speaking about 15 to 22%.
For
and
the
then
medical
now
marijuana.
Right, now we're talking about 0.3. So
yes.
That's a real fraction of
right.
The potency, like real small, like real
now,
small,
if,
relatively speaking.
If recreational marijuana use is done nationally, like it is in Canada, that percentage, of course, will be allowed to be raised. Or there might not even be an MLM that specializes in that because everybody will be able to go down to the local drugstore and buy it themselves. So
right.
I don't know. That's just, you know, my take on what could happen in the future. In the states that I did check with that do have it legalized recreationally, they don't bother with the MLM version because they can just go down to their local head shop and buy what they're looking for. And they can buy CBD oil or THC to vape or to put into their, you know, different pipes. And so it's not the same as it is for states that it's not legal recreationally.
So if you were in one of those states where, if you were in one of those states that had one of those dispensaries, you could buy the real stuff as opposed to the diluted stuff. Is that what you're really saying?
Right.
Got
basically,
it.
When you buy it through an MLM, you're getting some potency in it. So for the people that it affects, and you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that it affects. Even with the coffee that I've been selling, people have said that for some, the curbing of the cravings isn't as strong as it is for others. I know that it's got a wallop of a caffeine bang, and that keeps me going, and I don't have any cravings with that. But, you know, for others that might have a higher tolerancy, it might not be the same. And that's understandable because nobody is the same. You know, I mean, it works that way for a lot of people. Same with when some people take Tylenol and some people take Advil or whatever. It's never going to affect everybody exactly the same. And so you have to keep that in mind. So if you're going to buy it, I would buy it. I would ask for a trial. You know, ask for samples. I do samples. I have people who contact me all the time for samples. And I'm more than happy to send you a sample because if it's not going to work for you, you're not going to be into it. You're not going to want to sell it. You're not going to want to be a part of it. And that's understandable. I mean, would you want to be a part of something that you don't, you know, have any, you know, if it's not working for you, your heart's
right.
Not going to be into it.
That's it. Makes sense. Let's do this. Let's take a little commercial break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Cynthia Sari, Saarie, and we're on Building Fortunes Radio, and we are going to be right back. We're talking about CBD, and I kind of borrowed her story title about hemp or hype in reference to this radio show. So here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live, you can always listen in when we do one of our live radio show segments. And if you dial the same phone number, 347-237-4097, you'll be able to listen in live over the phone. So, Cynthia, before we forget, and I don't want to run out of time, I know you do copywriting. That's part of your living. So if you have a website or email addresses, let's remember to give them out now so people can grab a pen, and we'll give it out towards the end as well. So if you want to give out your contact information, you'll be able to do that here. And for those people that might be saying, oh, shoot, I can't write this down now, remember you can listen to the recording that we'll do, and then also we'll have a guest page for Cynthia as well. So, Cynthia, do you have any contact information you want to give people?
Sure. One is the easy one, which is my name. By the way, Sari is a Finnish name. It's my husband's name. His father was from Finland. So it's Cynthia Sari, SARIE.com. That's for my copywriting. For all the other things that I do, and I wear many hats, the name of my company is Forevermore, and I have ForevermoreOnline.com. So if they want to see a whole bunch of different stuff, they can go over forevermoreonline.com. Or if they want to just look at some of the things that I do for copywriting, it's just cynthiasari.com.
Excellent. Perfect. Okay. So I know one of the topics that I was kind of, I guess, surprised, but then after you look at it, you say, well, that kind of makes sense that it's that way, was the ramifications of states that had allowed legalized marijuana. So I know we're talking about CBD, but switching gears a little bit relative to the recreational stuff, relative to some of the positive ramifications that they had had. So do you want to discuss some of those things?
Sure. I had called up some of the different dispensaries in Colorado and in California just to get some more information. A lot of things they weren't able to talk to me about because I wasn't in their state, so legally they weren't allowed to give out a lot of information. But some of the things that they were able to talk about really surprised me as well. Colorado was our first state to recreationally allow marijuana use as long, and also with the medical. And they went into effect in November of 2012. They followed up with Washington State, and then California came right along too. They reported that opioid and heroin addiction patients dropped by 47% when it legalized marijuana. That all
That's
of a
amazing.
Sudden, because it was so available, the ones that were stealing and robbing and doing whatever they could for their next fix of an opioid or heroin, all of a sudden didn't have to do that. They could just walk to their local dispensary and buy it. And that shocked me because in Oswego County where I live here, it's very much out of control. And I know that that's true all around the nation, that the opioid and heroin addictions are just escalating something fierce. And along with that also comes terror with people getting robbed or shot or held up, or, you know, I mean, it's like a ball that's just rolling down the hill faster and faster. And they found that if they put a person who was an addicted person to an opioid into a locked room with just marijuana or nothing, they found that these people were able to transition off of their addiction faster. It kept them from climbing the walls, which sometimes happens with addicts, that they're just going out of their skin, and brought them back to a place where they were actually able to make coherent and rational decisions for their life. It also stopped the teen suicide rate. Now, you know how hard it is for a teen today to just find their way in life. If they have no way of getting any direction and they turn to a drug like an opioid or a heroin addiction, they end up feeling so disconnected from society that they throw their life away and they kill themselves. And I, as a parent myself, I can't imagine anything more devastating than having something like that happen to them, to lose a child because they didn't know where to turn and felt so useless and hopeless that they ended it all. I just can't even imagine what that would be like. But when they told me that that rate had dropped to next to nothing, that impressed me. You know, I mean, let's face it. Even though alcohol, you have to be 21 or older to purchase, there are kids who are drinking alcohol. And I'm sure that that's the same thing with marijuana use. I'm sure that even though they're not 21, they're still getting a hold of it. I would rather have them get a hold of it and not kill themselves, turn to an opioid or a heroin addiction, and lose a child. I just can't imagine what that must be like. Even their DWI rates and their DUI rates declined because of that. Now, I started thinking, well, how do they check, you know, if a person has, you know, been DUI, you know, under the influence of something? And it's funny because they have quite a few different ways of checking it. They can check it in the metabolics in your blood, in your urine, in oral fluids, in your hair, in sweat glands, and they can also measure the elapsed time frame from when it was first consumed to the date that it was tested and narrow it right down to hours. And I thought, wow, that's interesting that they're able to be so, you know, concise with the measurements. But there's only one of the cannabinoids that is the hallucinogenic property, and that's the THC. One out of 113 that are good for you makes me smile. But I think that it could just be the one that would be not so great for you and the others all good for you. I don't know if people are aware that there's three different kinds of marijuana and hemp plants. Even though they're related, hemp has less THC concentrate in it than regular marijuana, its cousin. And then there's also another one that's called ruderalis, which is a very fast flowering type of marijuana. And it has very high concentrations of the CBD oil and very low of the THC cannabinoid in it. And so what they use the ruderalis for is they breed it in with the stevia, which is the hemp plant, or the indica, which is the marijuana plant, and make it flower faster so that they get a faster production for it. And because it's lower in the THC concentration there, it helps boost the CBD oil concentration and purity for the plants that it's bred with. And I didn't know that either. That was one of the things that I had learned from them.
These are all fascinating. Yeah, these are all fascinating topics. But believe it or not, we're going to run out of time. So for those people, yeah, that's fast. We want to talk about this more, but we can't do it on this radio show. This is a great introduction, and raises some questions too about, you know, the impact of what MLM companies are going to be able to do with their, you know, I'm going to use the term diluted product, and just interesting information for people to know. Let's give out your contact information one more time, Cynthia.
Sure. You can use my name, CynthiaSari.com. That's for my copywriting information. And my other business is Forevermore Online, Forevermore Online.com. And that's where I have a whole bunch of other things that I do. I wear a lot of hats,
Perfect.
Peter.
Excellent. Well, excellent. I've thoroughly enjoyed our previous conversations. Love this one as well. And our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience gets a chance to hear it as well. We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. See you next time, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.